monitoring. Four November to November X-ray monitoring.
The WHM, I didn't get your call, but you're coming in the repeater loud and clear.
The Kilo Oscar 4, November, November X-ray.
At Bill in Hartwell, Georgia, M4WHM.
Diane in Traveler, South Carolina.
Following this beautiful day, it's turned off to be supposed to be 71 degrees here in Hartwell, and enjoying looking out the window right now. I gotta unfortunately make a trip to Walmart here in a few minutes.
Holy world, that's fun. Some places aren't open today. I had to go up to Home Depot, but that was good. Got a question. Do you are you also a general license?
Say technician. I never have pushed for the general. I like the 2 meter, the HT or HF is just a little more complicated than I want to get into.
I'm gonna go in a couple of weeks to take the general. So I was looking at some HF radios and wanted some information or guidance from some people. I've got a ICOM base station that's a 2 meter, and then my handy talkie that I'm talking on right now is a Yazoo FT-60.
3300 is what everybody's buying, Bill, N0TR.
I think I say N0TR Tom there in Greer. He's a wealth of knowledge. He can probably give you some good advice.
My TS-590 very much, but I'm a Kenwood person. But means you got ICOMs, programming might be a little easier if you go for that, and it is an SDR radio, and the guys that have it say it's just a Jim Dandy. I'll let you go. Nice to meet you, and I got to get back out with the wife. We're working with the girls. That, I shall explain, is our 14 chickens. See you later. N0TR-73.
Good information. I've seen everybody buying the 7300. I was looking more at the FTD-3000. I think they're discontinuing those, but they look like they're a pretty good rig.
KO4NNW, checking my signal straight from Edmond, South Carolina. 5-watt handy with a new dipole antenna. Thank you.
Loud and clear. All the way here to Hartwell through the repeater.
Safe for Greer, South Carolina. And it's the repeater. Signal straight, not your handy talkie. It's 10-0-TR.
NW, thank you for the report. Have a good day.
Go ahead. It's 10-0-TR and Diane. Nice to meet you all.
Too, Tom. I listen to you periodically on this repeater. I appreciate your information, and I'll go online because you can Google everything, too, but I was wanting to get a ham's information as well.
Yeah, Diane, the ICOM is popular radio right now. I've looked at them. I've been studying for my general, but just hadn't decided to take it. They're where I live in Hartwell, the Athens Radio Club is doing their test next week. I don't think I'll be ready for it, so if I decide to wait till June, they only do it every other month. But Greenville, I know, tests on a regular basis, so you shouldn't have a problem finding a test site to get your general.
Spartanburg on the 13th. They have it on Tuesday night. I'm going to go up there and see. That's where I got my tech licenses, in Spartanburg.
Good luck on it. And it's always good to hear people talking about the hobby and wanting to increase their knowledge and abilities. So good luck on the exam, and hope hope you find you a good radio and start making those contacts.
Phil, I appreciate your coming back. It's a good distance. I knew somebody that lived in Marietta, Georgia years ago. It's a beautiful area.
Nice. I'm a good ways from Marietta. I'm right on the state line between Georgia and South Carolina on I-85, just south, about 13 miles. But I like Hartwell. This is a small town. But the city only has about 5,000 people. County has about 24,000, 25,000. So it's nice and small. I like the smaller communities. I drive into Athens to the University of Georgia where I work. That's about an hour commute, but I've been doing it for 20 years. My car almost knows how to get there by itself.
Sorry, I had you in the wrong city. Hartwell, that's a nice area too, right there on the lake or near the lake. Beautiful lake down that way. Separates South Carolina and Georgia.
It's a beautiful lake. We're 10 minutes from a couple of different boat ramps and the Hartwell Park. It used to be Hart State Park. It closed in the city. They're getting ready to start renovating it and make a pretty nice resort area. So, always lots to do in Hartwell.
I'm up here near the mountain, so we've got water, but it's more like lakes and streams and stuff. And I guess the closest lake I have is Lake Kiwi to here, but it's beautiful down that way. Love the lakes. I love it when they have the Bassmaster Pro Bassmaster thing down there. That's a beautiful thing, and I love watching it on TV.
Different events they have on the lake, from the jet ski competition to the fishing tournaments, brings in a lot of people between Hartwell and Anderson, and lets people find out what a beautiful area this is. We're blessed to live here, and we've been here 30 years this coming December, so we really enjoy it.
Good amount of time. I'm originally from the upstate, so I've been here pretty much all my life. I lived in Orlando for a little while and then came back to the area so I could have the four seasons.
Yeah, right now we're having pollen season. That stuff is everywhere. I went camping last weekend and there was a yellow haze just everywhere. I mean, so much pollen in the air. All my camping gear is covering pollen. I gotta get it all out, clean it off, and pack it back up, get ready for another trip here coming up the middle of this month over in Alabama.
This pollen kills me. I cut grass yesterday and it was pretty bad, but, you know, that's what we get for all the seasons and the pretty flowers.
Like the little bit of bad with all the good. I really enjoy this area. I used to travel and got to see a lot of the country and still travel with work, some at the university, and hop all over the country. And I think this is probably one of the best spots. You've got, like you said, the mountains, you've got the ocean, you've got big cities all within really half a day's drive, so it's sort of everything rolled in one.
When I lived in Orlando, it was just flat, flat, flat. The biggest thing was going over an overpass. That was like a mountain down there. I did miss the mountains.
We're going up to Clayton and staying at Black Rock Mountain State Park. And they have the Foxfire organization there, and a lot of good knowledge about the Appalachian history and how things were in the old days. And they've got all the cabins they've moved in and redone. It's the Foxfire Museum. museum and property up on Black Rock Mountain is nice. They have a festival, or before COVID, they have a Foxfire Festival every year in October, and we've been for the last few years, and it's always a lot of fun.
Oh, that's very neat. I've always wanted to go over there because my grandmother had the Foxfire books when I was a kid, and I've started getting them back little by little when I find them. But I do want to go over to that Foxfire area because I think that's neat, the history and the Appalachian history that we can't lose, because it's the only way we pass it down is these books now.
The museum is a great place, and the property, you can walk up and walk in all the cabins. We were lucky enough, a couple of years ago, we knew the director. He since left, but we would go up, and I'm with a group called Georgia Bushcraft, and we do everything from regular camping to primitive skills, flint napping, you name it. And we would go up and do demos and do fire making classes. And I got to stay in a cabin from the mid 1800s that year in November, and had the fire going, and they provided me plenty of firewood, and I'd slip on a cot in the cabin, and I'd just reach over and throw a log on the fire, and it was really, really neat to stay in a cabin that was, 150, 170 years old that had been restored.
I know today we don't know how it's like to just have a little one-room house, no running water, outside bathroom, or not really a bathroom, but just a port-a-john type thing. And we've become too complacent, I believe, but our great-grandparents probably knew what it was like to live off the land. I don't think we could do it today. Some people couldn't. I know you could. A lot of people can't, though.
Take a situation like in Texas right now, I mean, there's still places without clean potable water, and I really feel sorry for the folks that don't know how to be self-reliant, and they're dependent on the government to take care of them, and that's okay, but I prefer to be more self-reliant and know how to take care of things, and provide for myself and my wife.
That's a good thing to know. And a lot of people now even don't know how to cook. I know when all this COVID happened, a lot of people didn't know how to cook, so a lot of people had to learn how to cook. Luckily, I could cook and do stuff like that, but you could find food, which is sad, because now we rely on too much on the grocery stores.
Fortunately, if the grocery store were to close, there would be a lot of people that would be in a big world of trouble. They're too used to just running to Walmart or Sam's or Costco or Kroger or Publix, whatever the case may be, and being able to buy everything and don't really understand where it comes from or how to replace it if it wasn't there.
And I just got back from Ingles getting some milk, so we it's easy just to run to the store.
M.I.D. Yeah, I agree. The I enjoy the convenience, and it's always nice just to make a quick trip. But in the case things were to go south, I'm prepared to take care of myself and my wife, and I guess my neighbors if they needed it too. So luckily I've got some neighbors that seem to know how to take care of themselves, so I think at least our close neighborhood would be in good shape.
Keto Oscar 4 November X-ray. That sounds good. Well, I think I'm going to see what else I can do. I'm going to go in so I can write down your call sign so I can chat with you again another day. So give me just a minute to get inside because I'm sitting outside in this beautiful weather.
Bye, X-ray. actually got to make that trip to Walmart, but just heard you on there and wanted to reach out. So good to meet you, Diane, and hope you have a blessed day on this Easter, and enjoy this beautiful weather. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. I wanted to make sure I got your call sign right. M4WHM.
November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike.
Have fun in Walmart, and happy Easter to you as well, and you and your family.
This is M4WHM. I'm clear.
Kilo Oscar 4, November. November X-ray, Diane, clear.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. Echo Link station right now. Anybody there?
Echo Link station. You're coming in good and clear.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Currently just, I'm logged in through Echo Link in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Figured I'd check in on my home repeater rather than playing with the repeaters over here. No repeater is really active over here.
Bill's a good active repeater. This is November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, M4WHM. Bill, I'm in Hartwell, Georgia.
Holy cow, I know exactly where that is, Mike. That is awesome, dude. You can hit it that far.
Echo Link from time to time, and it's really nice to be able to pull up your phone or reach out and get on the radio and talk with people and get information. As long as the signal works up, you've got a way to communicate. Can you give me your call sign one more time so I can log it?
Yes, sir. That was Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. Can you give me your call sign so I can log it as well, please?
November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, M4WHM. Whiskey Hotel Mike, M4WHM. And this is Bill, again, in Hartwell, Georgia.
Okay, is there anything new going on over there in the upstate? I haven't really heard much going on over there on the news recently.
I'll be honest with you, I hadn't watched the news since 1st of November. It got such a one-sided way, I just give up on the news, and I keep up with things through ham radio and friends now.
Okay, I understand that one, honestly. I was just wondering if anything was new over there. Over here is nothing new other than this beautiful and for once warm weather over in this area. I'm looking forward to getting back home and getting back on RF rather than using Echolink. Don't get me wrong, I like Echolink, I really do, but one way to communicate, my favorite way to communicate is using RF, so.
Thing in Hartwell is we just got a Guthrie's Chicken Restaurant. And they're building a Starbucks and a Popeye's chicken, so we'll have plenty of chicken and coffee.
Yeah, the upstate's got like a lot of chicken, especially in the Piedmont, Pelzer area. That's actually where my base station currently is. But it's a lot of chicken. I'm pretty surprised y'all are getting over there in Hartwell. I might have let my Georgia buddy know over there.
Yeah, we've got one Starbucks inside the Ingles, but they're building a standalone Starbucks and Popeye's Chicken right beside it on the same lot, right beside McDonald's here in Hartwell, if you're even familiar with the way Hartwell's laid out. But I'm sure it'll do well. Everybody's got to eat. Sure do love coffee.
Yeah, especially whenever you get Starbucks for the first time, you're like, oh, man, this is it. I reckon that Starbucks is always going to be busy.
I think it's like $5 cup of coffee. I'm more of a dollar cup myself, but my wife loves Starbucks, so I actually went yesterday and got them to make one up, and got her some cake pops. So everybody needs a little something every now and then.
Oh yeah, I understand that. Heck, I for once I'm actually gonna be eating some pie over here that my grandparents made. I'm actually looking forward to whenever that's done. But let me go and call 73 to you, Bill. This was KO4 and NH clear.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad Echo Link's working, and hope you have a great rest of the day. Happy Easter. And 73, this is M4WHM. I'll be clear. 4WHM Mobile, headed to Walmart.